My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball. Yes, it's the Gay Family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers, it's just after dinner. Liz has something she wants to say to George. Now, most wives would be rather hesitant about bringing up a controversial subject, but not Liz. Listen.
Now, George, I want to have the house redecorated from top to bottom. I want everything new, no matter what it costs. What have you got to say to that?
I'm Katie. Mr. Cooper's in the living room.
I know it, Katie. I'm just practicing. There's a wonderful new decorator in town named Andrew. He gave a talk at our club and offered to do all the members' houses at a cut rate.
Oh, this town will be loaded with unhappy hubbies tonight.
I guess I better give George the smooch approach. That always melts him. Well, here goes, Katie.
Good luck, Mrs. Cooper.
George.
No?
How's my big, wonderful, adorable, handsome, intelligent, charming husband?
What do you want, Liz?
Nothing. Do you think I'm only nice to you when I want something? Put your book down. Let me sit on your lap.
Okay.
Oh, George, how'd you get such a beautiful lap?
No, I don't know. I've got a natural bent for it.
Oh, Georgie, you're not only the nicest man in the world, but the funniest, too.
Well, now, cut it out, Liz. Even I don't think I'm that funny. All right, now, what's up?
Nothing. I just love you, that's all. Hold me tight.
Okay.
Tighter, tighter.
Oh, but Liz!
Go on, pretend I'm zucchini and squash me. Oh, you know, George, we had the most interesting lecture at our club today.
Really? What was it about?
Let me whisper it in your ear.
All right. Hold that whisper till I get back.
All right.
Hello?
George, this is Mr. Atterbury. Run for your life, boy.
What do you mean?
There's a new decorator in town, and the wives are getting ready to sandbag us. Iris has been giving me the full treatment. She hasn't been this nice since the day before we got married.
Uh-huh. Well, that explains a lot of things.
Liz, too, eh? Well, whatever she's doing, I bet Iris outdid her. Right after dinner, she lit some incense. Then she pushed me onto a couch and started dropping grapes in my mouth.
Did you agree to any?
Oh, no. I'm a shrewd boy. Before she could pin me down about this decorator, I locked myself in the bathroom and climbed out the window.
Well, aren't you home?
No, I'm calling from the drugstore. Look, boy, I have to hang up. I have 20 more husbands to alert.
Well, thanks a lot for calling.
Not at all, boy. Just think of me as Paul Revere. To arms! To arms! The red grapes are coming!
Okay, goodbye, Paul.
Who was that, baby?
Paul, a fellow from the bank. Now, what were we saying?
I was going to whisper something in your shell pink ears.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Do you love me?
Tenier. Yes, I love you, but I'm not going to redecorate the house.
Well, how did you know?
A little bird told me.
A little stool pigeon. That was Paul Atterbury on the phone, and I'll thank him to keep his big beak shut.
Well, personally, I'm very grateful that he called and warned me.
Now, George, before you give me a final answer, will you give it a fair trial?
Such as what?
Well, let me have it done and see how you like it before you say no.
There must be something that makes sense in that statement. Look, Liz, I'm perfectly happy with the furniture we have.
But it's so old.
It is not.
It is, too. It's so old, we didn't finish paying for it.
Well, it's good enough for me.
Look at those stale rugs.
Well, what's wrong with them? They cover the floor, don't they?
Sure, but nobody has Orientals anymore. Not even Orientals. And look at that broken down old couch.
Oh, no, you don't. I'll never part with this old couch.
Oh, George, it's so lumpy.
Well, sure, it took me years to get those lumps in the right place. It just fit me.
I never noticed that. It bulges where you're baggy, and it bags where you're bulgy.
Oh, I love these old cushions. Hey, here's a quarter down between them.
Give it to me. It's mine.
Yours? I'm the one who sleeps on this couch.
It's mine by the law of averages. For the last 10 years, I've averaged $3 a week from that couch.
So that's why you always urge me to take a nap after dinner. Well, now forget this decorating stuff, honey.
Oh, George, I'll be the only girl in the whole club with a shabby old house.
Good. Let them all run after that decorator like a bunch of sheep. You want to be different, don't you? My answer is no. And I don't want to hear another word about it.
All right, I'll tell him when he gets here.
Gets here?
I asked him to drop by tonight.
Well, but Liz, you know that
it won't hurt anything to have him look, George. You can at least let me have the pleasure of knowing what I'm not going to have done. I'll get it, Katie. That must be Andrew. Hello.
Andrew is here.
Hello, Andrew. Won't you come in? Oh, Andrew, there's something I must tell you. I talked to my husband, and, why are you holding your hands over your eyes?
Those rugs must go.
I know, but...
The furniture must go.
But, Andrew...
Those walls must go.
The walls?
The walls must go.
Well, that'll be interesting. We'll have the first combination living room bathroom in town.
This old house must go. Andrew hates it.
You hate it. I have to live in it. Now, look, let's be sensible. I'm not sure whether George will let you do the house, but I...
You are not sure.
Now, don't get upset, Andrew.
Oh, Andrew is very sensitive.
Well, now, this has nothing to do with your ability. It's a matter of money.
That's what Andrew is sensitive to.
That's what Liz was afraid of.
Now, Andrew cannot skimp. It makes his libido grow inward.
Ooh, that hurts, too.
Now you are making fun. Andrew will leave.
Liz will show him to the door. Well?
Andrew wants to talk it over.
That's... Now, look. If you'll give me an idea of what you do with the house, maybe I can talk George into it.
Very well.
Now, this sofa here is George's favorite.
Out! This sofa must go!
No, George is very fond of it. We'll have to change it some way.
Well, let Andrew see. Hmm? Well.
Andrew, give that to me.
What?
I saw you pick it up. Come on.
It's only a dime. Now, let's see. We could take off the arms, or maybe cut down the back and make it sort of a... Andrew knows just the thing.
What?
Set fire to it.
No, it has to stay in one form or another.
All right. We make a lamp out of it. Now, Andrew, we look at the other rooms. Bring them in.
I'm afraid they're sort of fastened down.
Very well. We'll go to them. Where does this door lead?
That's our den.
Oh, someone is here.
Oh, that's my husband, George. This is Andrew.
Andrew is charmed.
George isn't. Now, look, Mr. Andrew, I have no money for redecorating this house. And even if I did have, I like it the way it is. See?
George.
Andrew is insulted. Andrew is living. Andrew is living. Andrew is living. What a big pen this is.
Well, now you've done it, George. He'll never do the house.
Now, you ought to thank me. Why do women always fall for phonies like that? Oh, I'll bet you could do a better job yourself.
I could not. Why, he's one of the best. Wait a minute. Will you let me do it if I can do it myself?
Well, I didn't really mean
it. Oh, come on, George. It'll be a challenge. I'll redecorate the house myself.
Well, Okay, honey. Go ahead. Let's see what you can do.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
And to show you my heart's in the right place, I'll even put up the money.
Oh, George.
I'll give it to you right now.
Oh, honey.
Here it is. $25.
Oh, thank you. If I watch my pennies, I can spend almost $4 a room.
Noise, Mrs. Cooper.
I just made an end table into a coffee table by sawing off half the legs. Doesn't it look wonderful?
Well, it's nice, but isn't it a little lopsided?
Certainly not. Here, I'll put this ashtray on it and you can see how it looks. Well, I never noticed that before. Our living room floor is lower at one end. No wonder I've been sliding off George's lap lately. Hand me that can of paint, will you, Katie? It's for the living room.
Will this can be enough?
Well, I should hope so. It's a full pint.
Mrs. Cooper, one pint won't cover a whole room.
I know it, but I didn't have much money to spend, so I got one pint of paint and 5 gallons of thinner. Pretty smart, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Besides, the thinner the paint is, the faster it will go on. That way it won't take you so long.
Won't take who so long?
Won't take you so long.
So long.
Now, Katie, I'm going to be papering the dining room, and I can't be in both places at once. Now, here's the paint, and here's the brush.
This little thing?
Yeah, there was no sense buying a new brush when I had a perfectly good one in my watercolor set.
Wouldn't it be easier if I hold the open can at arm's length and spin around real fast?
You do it any way you want, Katie. I have to start papering the dining room. There, it's all done. I'll go get Katie and... Uh-oh. Now, where could it be? Katie, come here a minute.
All right, Mrs. Cooper, coming.
Oh, so that's where the door is.
My goodness, did you paper right over the door?
Yeah, but I can trim around it. How does it look otherwise?
Well, something seems to be wrong, Mrs. Cooper.
You know, I felt that, too. What could it be?
Well, aren't the stripes on wallpaper supposed to go up and down?
Well, everybody puts it on up and down, so I thought I'd put it on sideways. I thought I'd be different.
Well, it's an interesting effect.
Yeah. Now that I look at it, it makes the room look short and fat, doesn't it? Well, how's the living room coming, Katie?
Look for yourself.
Let's see. Oh, Katie, what happened? It's all speckled with red and green.
But I borrowed a paint sprayer from next door, and I guess it had some red paint left in it.
Oh, fine. We got an overweight dining room and a living room of two-tone measles. Now what'll we do?
Who can that be?
I'll get it. Maybe it's a salesman with a suitcase full of new living rooms.
Andrew is back.
Oh, Andrew. Oh, no. You mustn't come in. Go away.
But Andrew wants to talk with you.
Oh, you can't come in, Andrew. If you see my house now, you'll die. I know you will. You'll just die.
Mrs. Cooper, nothing could be worse than this house was before.
Want to bet?
Let me see what happens.
Well, there it is.
If you will sharpen a knife, Andrew will slash his wrist.
I should have tried to do it myself.
Oh, the do-it-yourself department of House Beautiful has struck again. Mrs. Cooper, Andrew will do your house over and it won't cost you a cent.
But George, absolutely for... How was that again?
Frankly, Mrs. Cooper, the women in your club haven't exactly been fighting to have their houses redone. I thought if I could do one house so that the people could see my work, I'd get a lot of business.
See, your work. Oh, I can't let you drag people through my house like a showroom.
I only meant your friends when you invite them, and occasionally one or two select patrons.
Well, I don't know, Andrew. It would be quite a thing to... Hello?
Hi, honey. How's my little interior decorator?
Oh, hello, George.
How's everything coming?
Oh, fine.
I'll bet I wouldn't even recognize the old place.
You can say that again.
Well, I knew you could do it, Liz. I had so much confidence, I invited the Atterburys over tonight.
Tonight? Why?
Well, Iris has been trying to get Mr. Atterbury to spend a wad of dough with that decorator guy. But I said, don't be silly. Bring Iris over and show her what Liz did all by herself.
Oh, George, no, no, call it off.
Well, let's have no false modesty, Liz. You tackled a tough job, and I'm going to see that you get everything that's coming to you.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, we'll be there about 7. Gotta run. So long, Liz.
George, wait. He hung up. Oh, Andrew, how are you fixed for miracles?
What do you mean?
I'll take you up on that deal if you can make this house look like something by 6 o'clock tonight.
Andrew accepts the challenge. Andrew is going to be magnificent.
Liz is going to be sick.
And now, Mrs. Cooper, we plug in this lamp, and voila, it is finished.
Oh, wonderful. Andrew, you amaze me.
Andrew even amazes Andrew. An almost impossible accomplishment. This item, of course, is the smartest article in the whole house.
Yes, it's just what I've always wanted. A coffee grinder made out of an old lamp.
Inspiration is this stylish sectional couch.
That's very nice. I only hope George can learn to lie down in sections.
Liz, honey, we're here.
Oh, my goodness.
Andrew will slip out the back. Goodbye. Oh, Andrew, what a job you did. I salute you.
Say, I can't believe it's the same house. The hall looks great. And get a load of this living room.
You see, Iris, why aren't you handy like Liz instead of spending all my money?
What do you think of it, Iris?
It's simply great, Liz.
Why, it's a different place. I hardly believe you did this all by yourself, Liz.
Neither can I. Oh, but I did. All with my own two little grubby hands.
Honey, you're a genius.
True, true. Well, there's a nauseating attitude. Come on now, Liz. You must have had some help. Well, Katie did hold the ladder once.
Yeah, just imagine. All she spent was $25.
Did you hear that, Iris? Andrew wanted $3,000, and look what Liz did for peanuts.
No, I'm sorry, but I refuse to believe it. Liz, how could you get the rooms painted and papered, new drapes, furniture, rugs, and lamps for $25? American know-how. Oh, Liz.
Sit down, Iris.
What for?
To learn something. Liz has proved what an enterprising woman can do without using an expensive decorator. I want her to tell you exactly how she did it, and I want you to listen.
Oh, Rudolph, please. Yeah, there's no sense rubbing it in.
No. Go ahead, Liz.
Well, there really wasn't anything to it. I'll get it. Who can that be at this hour? Yes?
You, Mrs. Cooper?
Yes?
This is the place, Mother.
Well, that's nice.
We're Mr. and Mrs. Thompson.
That's right. Thompson?
We'd like to see the house. Andrew sent us.
Yes, he did. Andrew. Oh, no. Could you come back later, please? I have company.
We come clean across town. He said we could see it tonight.
She's got company, Father.
I don't care if she's got company or not.
He don't either.
Do you mind if I introduce you as old friends?
I don't care if you don't even talk to us.
He doesn't either.
Oh, look at the hallway, Mother.
Hmm?
Now, this is what I call real nice.
Oh, it is. Oh, George, look who's here. The Thompsons.
Who?
The Thompsons.
Oh, where do I know them from, Liz?
From Mayorville.
Well, hello, Mr. Thompson, Mrs. Thompson.
Howdy, Bob.
Hello. Mr. and Mrs. Atterbury, I'd like you to meet my old friend, the Thompson.
Howdy do.
Won't you sit down?
Huh? Well, all right. You sit over there, Mother.
All right. Well, it's nice to see you folks again. What's new?
How much is that chair?
What?
Oh, what a sense of humor Mr. Thompson has. How much is that chair?
I don't think I care for that chair, Father. These chickens don't feel comfortable to me.
If I'm in your way, madam, I'll get up.
Well, it sure would help her to see better.
Certainly, certainly. Then, if you like, all of us can jump in the air at the same time so you can get a better look at the rug.
Oh, Mr. Atterbury, please. Wouldn't you folks like to see the rest of the house?
I ain't through with this room yet.
He ain't, is it?
Mother, did you ever see such funny-looking legs on anything in your life?
One moment, sir. You are speaking of my wife.
Oh, don't get so touchy. I meant the table.
There's nothing funny about the table's legs.
Liz, what is this?
Mr. Thompson.
No, not just a minute, girlie. Just wait a minute now. I want to stretch out on this here couch. Oh, don't get up, lady. I just put my head in your lap.
Oh.
You don't have to get so snippety. Come on, Mother, let's go. Where does that Andrew get off asking me $3,000 for this junk, anyway?
Andrew?
Andrew?
Andrew? Andrew?
I thought this was too good to be true. Liz, did you do this job all by yourself or not?
Well, it didn't cost any more than I said.
Did you do it yourself or not?
Or are you making a fool out of me?
Well, I'll get it.
Look on the doorway. You can get a good view of the hall.
Andrew!
Notice the wallpaper.
Andrew, what's going on?
No, Mrs. Cooper. Notice the delicate blending of the colors in the living room.
Andrew, what are you doing? Just a minute here.
Mr. Thompson, see, I brought a few more people over. Come on in and look around, Mrs. Frisby. You too, Miss Stilson. Mrs. Lodge. Bring your children with you.
Look at that adorable man.
Oh, I hate things.
Well, Liz, what have you got to say?
Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack off any side through the castle. See the torture chamber where Mr. Cooper's going to chop his wife's head off. Get your program here. Step right up.
Favorite husband has been presented to the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.